Welcome to Story Tales, where love for pets meets the pursuit of dreams. I'm Penny.
I'm Ray.
Here, we will be unleashing our passion for pets and share our thoughts and experiences as we journey through our lives as pet and business owners.
We will be diving into our dog and cat working experiences in this podcast.
Alrighty, let's dive in and make some positive waves. So the last few episodes, we did talk about pet ownership. Mm-hmm. And so I think it'd be cool to dive a little deeper into walking, like walking your pet experience. So I think it would be great if Ray can start us out, given you have a unique, a very unique walking experience with your pets.
Okay. I was sure how I train my cat to be able to walk on leashes. The trick is you have to have a lot of treat and a lot of patience. So I actually started out when Bagel was only 3 months old. At first, I was just, you know, getting him used to the harness. So I feed him treat whenever I put the harness on. So he associated that harness is something that's good. Mm-hmm. And he is not afraid of it. And it took me like a month for him to get used to the harness. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know about dog, but cat doesn't like things on their body. So they will always try to fight it off. So after a month, he's like comfortable, and then he walk around the house, you know, with no issue. You can tell their behavior changed a lot. Like first time he was on the harness, he just lying there like a dead cat.
He's like, he's just like frozen.
Like, I don't know what to do with this thing. He just lying there like a dead cat. So, you know, that's why, man, you have to show them that this is a positive thing to do. That's why, you know, I spend so much money on my, what is that, freeze-dried chicken?
Freeze-dried chicken, yeah.
That's the best one to feed them. Yeah. And after that, I put the leash on the harness so he can feel the weight because they are very sensitive. So once you have the leash on, their behavior will change and it's totally normal. You just have to be there and supervise. And another tip is, always start slow. Don't be too aggressive. Like, you can do that for 5 minutes and tomorrow maybe add another 5 minutes. If they really feel uncomfortable, just take it out and just end the section because you don't want them to feel like, oh my god, leash and harness is something that is uncomfortable and it's gonna kill me or something. Mm-hmm. You always want them to know like, oh, this is just, you know, something that doesn't really bother you. Mm-hmm. And the more patient you have with them, the easier the training will mm-hmm. become.
I think it's very interesting yeah. to talk about that because I know like when we're out at events, booting and sharing, I share that you walk your cats because mm-hmm. some people say, I have cats. And whenever I mention you have cats, or some people, not all, some people are like, oh, so cool. But while others are like, oh, I'll never walk my cat. You know, like they don't like any of it, you know. I get that. Like, but then what you're telling me is like, every cat probably aren't used to it in the beginning. And you just need to give them a little time to adjust to it, to know it's not a harmful thing or it's you're not trying to hurt them or the environment is not going to hurt them, right? Yes. So I think it's really interesting you say that.
It's totally understandable that they hate it because I think I tried to do that with March, which was my first cat. And I don't know how to train him. And I was very eager to walk him. Mm-hmm. So I forced him to wear the harness. And I just dragging outside. It's like, no. He's a puppy. But he's not a puppy. So
yeah,
because of that, just one of that experience, it terrified him. Whenever he see the harness out, he think he's like going to get dragged out again.
Yeah. And, you know, going out is not every cat, you know, it just mm-hmm. depends on your cat. Like my cat Diana, traumatized because she was left outside to fend for herself, you yeah. know, so she would rather just relax at home. But if you do like want to do what Gray does, you know, take her, like turn your cat into an adventure cat, I think what she's saying is like start slow.
Yes.
Like don't just drag them out there, really be patient.
Like March.
Yeah, just really be patient and see how they adjust to yes. each little thing. Baby steps, right?
And also you can see if your cat is, you know, a venture cat type. If mm-hmm. your cat always like, you know, get triggered by things outside the windows, and then whenever you open the door, they are interested in the outside world. That's like the sign that they want to go outside. Mm-hmm. But if your cat is like March, they don't care. Mm-hmm. They just want to stay in. You know, like March is like that. No matter how wide my door open.
He's like a Garfield, you know?
He would just like sit on his little corner and then look
into the sunset.
From very far distance. And that's totally fine.
He's like, I'm good. It's relaxing here. I don't need to worry about wild animals. And
yes. And, oh, by the way, should I continue
more cat training? I think you're missing the last step, right?
Yeah. Last step is a fun step. So, actually, no. We skip another step.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So, when your kitties is used to the harness and then the leash on him, then you can start walking him in the house.
Mm-hmm. So start in the house first.
Yes.
Okay.
Because house is a environment that he knows. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say just walking in the house is very silly. Like standing making fun of me when I do that. He was like, it's so weird y'all walking a bagel.
But now he's walking them.
Around the house. And like I say, you know, you have to use a lot of tricks and train him to come when you call their names. Mm-hmm. So you also have to do that inside the house, because when you guys go outside, everything is brand new. The attention is not going to be on you. Mm-hmm. So you have to always give them like the treat when they come. Mm-hmm. Like when they follow you, give them a treat. When you call them, they come, give them a treat. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said you have to buy a lot of treats for them.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is first you have to get them used to the pieces, like the harness, the leash, the weights of it, and then ease them into walking around with the leash inside the house.
Yes.
Okay.
And it took me like 2 to 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
The whole thing took me 2 months before I actually take him outside.
Oh, wow. Yes. So after 2 to 3 weeks, what's the gap? Like, what else is the gap? Like, you just keep walking him, training him?
Yeah, so after, you know, he feel comfortable and then he react when you call his name, then I start trying to walk him around my neighborhood. And this is what I do. I will put him inside a backpack. The backpack will be closed. Mm-hmm. I will just walk around the neighborhood.
Okay.
While he is in the backpack.
Yeah, so he can observe and get used to the outside world.
Okay. Yes. And like I say, everything might be terrifying for him or exciting to him. I'm not sure how he was, but I know like the first time I took him out, even though he's in the backpack, he was stuck in there, but everything triggered him. Like the bird sound were like, you know, making nervous or exciting, or like scratch the backpack is totally normal, or like the car drive past by, you know, he will make like the growling sound. Mm-hmm. That's totally normal. That's why I say just keep the backpack close. Mm-hmm. And then I do that with him for like
another month or so.
No, I do it at 1 week, because I'm not really that patient. I'm impatient.
Yeah, I guess and I feel like these timelines are more like fitting to what you feel like.
Yes.
Works for your pet. Not every pet's the same, but I think for Ray, like she feels like the moment she feels comfortable or she thinks her cats are comfortable,
yes,
you'll move on to the next step.
So the next step is that I will open the backpack, but the backpack is still on me while I'm still walking. And then when he feel comfortable, then he will jump out from the backpack. So that's why I said you have to hold, by the way, you have to hold your leashes. Mm-hmm. I hold my leashes on the hand and I am not gonna like forcing out, because like I say, I have bad experience with March. I know forcing a cat to do something is gonna backfire. So if I go out and force Bagel out, it's probably gonna ruin my month's training. So I just let him feel, oh yeah, it's safe, I want to come out, and then he will jump out. Mm-hmm. And I actually did that for just one day. Mm-hmm. Like the first time I opened it, took me like 10 minutes walking, and then he came out and don't pull them. Mm-hmm. Because when he came out, the whole thing is brand new. So they are more observant animal compared to dogs.
Yeah.
So what Bagel was doing was actually he just sit there and people watch. Mm-hmm. I did try to, you know, toggle him and then pull him. He's not going to move. Mm-hmm. And if you do sudden movement, it's going to terrify him. So I suggest not to do that as well. Mm-hmm. So you just have to sit there. So I was actually just standing there and then sit there next to him and to figure out what is he interested in. And that is our first session.
That's cool.
He only walked 2 steps.
Wow, that is quite the walk for a cat.
I know. And another thing is that no matter how well-trained your cat is, always have the backpack or your carrier with you, because you need to let them know there's a safe space.
Yeah, in case something does startle them, yes, they can jump back in there.
Yes. Like, for example, like, the second time we go out, he start, you know, exploring more. But then because there's like a sudden biker just rush pass by,
yeah,
it terrified him. He was ready to take out. And if you see that, quickly, you know, get them into the backpack.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do that, they're probably going to took out and then you're going to lose a cat.
Yeah. Man, that's interesting. So how long did it take Bagel to start jumping on trees?
Bagel is quite a daredevil. It actually only took him like 1 week to get settled down. And then, you know, to start feel confidence, mm-hmm, to walk around by himself. And that's the fun part, mm-hmm, start. Like, after he feel comfortable, he will start chasing little animal, little prey, little bugs. And, you know, cats like high place. Mm-hmm. So that's why they go after the tree. I actually don't like him go on the tree because, yeah, I always afraid that he's going to go too high up and I cannot retrieve him back.
Yeah, and like he might fall down or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, like, you know, if you have this kind of experience, always, like, you know, hold on your leashes tight so you don't accidentally let go.
Yeah, either hold it tight or don't let them go too far up.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, you don't want accidents happening.
But I suggest if you want to, you know, train your cat, use longer leash. The standard one, 6 inch is six feet, yeah. Mm-hmm. 6 feet is too short, mm-hmm, because they do need more space. Mm-hmm. And especially when they are climbing up, right? Mm-hmm. Most tree is bigger, yeah, than that.
And then I remember you saying you didn't like retractable leashes.
Yes, I don't.
Yeah, like even though those do go up more than 6 feet.
Yes, the one I had was 13 feet. Mm-hmm. And the reason I don't like it, I shared last episode, like, mm-hmm, how retractable leash went off and then the clucking sound is terrifying, so he will run away more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not just that, like it was easy to lose the grip, right?
It is. And also, like, they are thin, so, mm-hmm, sometimes if they get tangled up, like, because I have one time Bagel was in the rose bushes, mm-hmm, and then the leash got tangled up and then he wanted to come out, but I can't really get it out. Everything was tangled and he was pulling the leash and then he also tangled his little paw.
Oh no.
With a leash, and I am so afraid to pull it because, you know, once you pull it, he probably gonna get rope burn.
Yeah, rope burn or even worse.
Yes.
Amputation. Oh.
So that's why I say, gosh, don't use a retractable.
Yeah,
I rather you use those standard nylon because at least they are flat and they are thicker.
Yeah.
So when it gets tangled into bushes, it's easier to get it out.
Yeah, rather than the string.
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah, that's hard. But also, there is a limit to how long leashes are legal, right?
So I actually don't know about that. But I do see there's like 50 feet leashes on Amazon.
But then, like, I know there's a lot of city limits up to no more than 10 foot or something. Oh, or 6 okay. foot or something. 6 or 10 foot, depending on your city. So you might want to check with your cities. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's because they just don't want people's pets to be, you know, like, going further away from you and then, yes, causing accidents with people or other things. But yeah, I mean, cats are an exception. I guess there's really no rules for cats and it's like a new space.
Well, the reason cat behavior like that is because they're not just predator, they also prey.
Yeah.
So they always be cautious because they are looking out for themselves.
Yeah, I think that's definitely another topic for next time too, about, you know, is it okay to really have cats outside, right? Because I know so many people say, like, oh, you know, cats are predators or they hunt or they are invasive to our environment, you know, but, you know, I honestly think there's a better way about it.
I do believe they do belong outside because, come on, everyone was supposed to be outside.
Yeah, like who's supposed to be trapped in yes. anything? Like the world came with nothing, you know?
Yeah. Everyone's supposed to be outside. And the reason I walk my cat is so I want to have like a dog owner experience. Mm-hmm. That's actually why I started to have these ideas, like, why only dog owner get to walk their dog, right? Yeah. Why can't we?
Yeah. Well, it's true. Like, these are all domesticated animals, you know, mm-hmm. like, there shouldn't be a reason why you can't.
Yes. And as a cat owner, they also have to do their business outside. So please, you know, if you take your cat outside, always have poop bag. You know, like, you have to get rid of the poop if they actually go out. And cats still have the same behavior. They will cover it because yeah. that's how they hide their scent from their predator. So that's why after they do business, they will try to cover it.
Yeah.
And I also suggest let them finish the mm-hmm. business. Don't interrupt them mm-hmm. because they will be very confused if you are trying to just, like, you know, grab the poop while they are doing the cover.
Yeah, let them finish covering yes. and then you can dig it back out.
Yes, just dig it back out later. I know it's like tedious, but don't ruin the experience.
You can get
for
a little
them.
Scoop, I guess.
Yeah, usually it's not that deep. So yeah. I usually just use a plastic bag and reach. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, they just probably scrape a few bits to hide it.
Because I feel like if you interrupt them, they feel uncomfortable to use.
Yeah, like they won't want to do it in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense. Like, even for dogs, you let them finish their business. You don't stop them in the middle of it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. why do I have to stop their routine?
That's true. And one thing I'm really curious is, like, I know every cat is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, after you got Latte, how was that training experience? Like, is it the same as Bagel or different?
Okay, so Latte is much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And
because monkey see, monkey do, right?
That, yeah, that's also the reason. But I think it's because he's a little dum-dum.
Oh, like, it's a, what's going on?
It was so easy to pull harness back. Yeah. Like, you just like, hey, Latte, come. And then you pull him. Put the harness on, he was like, oh, okay, what's this?
Aww.
He doesn't even cares. And then so he didn't give me any hard time. I skipped so many steps for Latte.
Yeah.
I didn't even pull a leash on him because he thinks leash is his toy.
Oh.
So everything is like happy for him.
So he's like a happy-go-lucky cat.
And then the first time I took him out is after I received his backpack.
Mm.
So please don't ever put two cats in.
Okay, so always keep them separate in case.
Yes, because you don't know how they behave outside, right? Why mm-hmm. if, like, you cannot control anything when you go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at home, you know, or at a familiar place, they're okay
mm-hmm.
with, you know, two in one backpack.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go outside, what if they are not? And then the other one just refuses to go back in. So that's mm-hmm. why I said always have one backpack for each cat.
Okay, that's very interesting.
Yes.
That's cool. So, I mean, maybe it's also like you're not just he's easy, but you kind of got the hang of it too, you know?
No, I think he draws a dum-dum, that's why.
Oh, I see.
And so the first time I took him out, he just followed the Bagel.
Mm.
Like, Bagel go out, he follow him. I think he, you know, Bagel is like his only friend.
Bagel's his friend, his big bro, his big boss, you know? Like, he's like his little lackey.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is that after he follow him, for like 5 minutes, he start realize that, oh my god, where is this? And then he start like crying out loud,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then like looking for Bagel, because when you walk two cats, it's different compared to when you walk two dogs.
Yeah.
Because dogs are pack animal. They usually follow each other. Mm-hmm. That's how you walk your dog, right?
No, actually, I gotta tell you about my dogs later.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, like, they're more likely to walk together, right?
Yes. But then for the cats, what their interest is different. Like, Bagel like to look for small prey outside. And for Latte, I think he's kind of like just want to explore. So he will just keep walking.
He's like, I just want to smell the flowers, smell the air.
Yes, that's kind of yeah. how Latte is.
Yeah.
So they always went to different direction. And that's what I mean, like, you know, Bagel. Like, after 5 minutes, he didn't see Bagel, he started freaking out.
Have you tried walking them together?
I did.
And then what happened?
It was disaster.
One was walking backwards and one was walking
yeah,
forward.
Yeah, I feel I was get torn by two cats.
You're like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Even with our leash. Oh yeah. My god. It was tiring. They were like, you know, pulling me from different directions.
Yeah. I guess like dual leashes don't really work well with cats.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, but hey, I mean, our leashes serve more than one function, so...
Yes.
It's okay. Yeah, my dogs, when they are walking together, like, they can walk together, but the problem is, like, they walk differently, too. They don't walk the same. So, like, but they will go straight, though. They won't go back and forth. So, like, I don't have that problem. But the problem I have is Yuffie, she will just walk straight perfectly, but she likes to pull. Like, she wants to walk faster than me. Even though she's 14, she freaking walks like she's, like, the Flash, you know? Like, zoom, you know? Like, but Buffy, on the other hand, is afraid to not see me. So she'll, like, walk up, and then she'll just slow back down so she's next to me. Sometimes she even goes behind me, mm-hmm. like slow down so much that she's behind me. Or she'll walk up like this, and she'll go around like this, around Yuffie, and then come back to the back of me.
Oh.
Like, cause she's, like, afraid to lose sight of me. I think it's when dogs have maybe separation anxiety. I don't know, but she was just afraid that, like, I'm out of her sight.
I see.
So, like, she's a dog that does follow me, like, follow behind me. So she doesn't walk right.
Yeah.
And
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, and then I've had Simba before. My best friend has Simba now. But, like, Simba would walk zigzag.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Like, he'd be walking like this, like, one direction and one direction the other way, and then like this. He's, like, zigzag walking. So I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, they all walk so differently. Yeah.
Yeah. This is why a lot of people hire dog trainers to help them. Yeah.
Honestly, I've never hired a dog trainer, but if I got to start over with my pets... Because when I first started owning pets, I never really thought about a proper way to train them. I just thought, you know, as long as they can sit down, you know, do a little spin or hand or poop in the right place, that's all I need, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a good investment to hire a trainer.
Yeah, I mean, unless you can do it yourself, it's fine, you know, but like if you really don't know how to, yeah. Having a trainer will help. Like, I do recommend people whenever they get new pets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never really gotten a trainer, but I've heard from a lot of people who did get training, like behavior training and all that. It makes a huge difference.
And it's not just that, right? Because trainer can also help you to understand your animal better.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because there's some body language that we don't understand.
And another thing about, like having one or two pets, right? Like, it's always better to get one pet at a time, in my opinion. Because when you have two, you're distracted.
Not for the cats. Well, if they are from the same nature, it's better to get two cats. I don't know about cats,
but for dogs, for sure. Like,
is it?
Yeah, because they get distracted. Their attention span.
Even they are pack animal?
Yeah, so like Yuffie's well-trained, right? Because I had her by herself. I get to focus my attention and time on her, and she had no other pets around her to distract her. But when I was trying to train Buffy... She was so distracted by Yuffie, Simba, Baby, all those dogs, you know? Like, she just wants to play with them, or she can't just sit still on her own, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like her attention is just not there because there's so many things going on around her, you know? It's like, when you train a dog, I feel like you really have to give that one that attention before you move on to the other one. Like, I wish I, like, separated Buffy a little bit to, like, train her. But it's just hard when there's so many other dogs running around. But if someone has a suggestion for me, like, that's fine too. You know, like, I don't know if it's separating her and train her separately or there's another way to go about it. But I would love to hear that feedback because I know that was my biggest problem is they get distracted.
Well, my biggest problem is that Latte has identity crisis.
Oh, God. What do you mean by that?
Because... You know, when we train, we call their name.
Yeah.
So Latte, no, his name is Latte. But whenever I call Bagel, he also come.
Oh.
That's why I meant he has identity crisis. His personality is that he's afraid he's going to miss out something.
Oh. So like he doesn't want to be left behind.
Yes. So whenever I call Bagel, Latte show up first.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
He's a what?
He's so funny. Yeah, it's a little cat with identity crisis.
Aww.
Yeah, but then go back to the first time with, you know, Latte, right? Because he was freaking out, like I say, the backpack is the most useful tool outside.
Mm-hmm.
You just quickly put him back inside. Mm-hmm. And then if, you know, he wants to jump out, let him be.
Mm-hmm.
But then if he's really scared, he will stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like looking at the world inside the backpack. That's basically what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't jump out again. He was actually staring inside the backpack, looking at Bagels.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bagel is the one who's exploring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't have that problem with my dogs. They just go for their walk, and then they come back, and then just pass out on their bed.
Yeah, and like Bagel, the older he get, the late, I think he's lazier he get. Mm-hmm. Like now he is more into people watching, so walking. Oh. So whenever we go outside, Latte is the one is like kind of like, you know, little army, I'm gonna walk.
Aww.
And you know, Stanley will be the one who usually walk Latte.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will be stuck with the boring one because Bagel will just sit there and want to like bird watch or people watch. And you know the funny thing, Bagel, I think he's, if he's human, he must be like a gossip person because whenever he's here, some neighbors talking or like
he'll just like ears pop up like
or some conversation going on. No, he doesn't just do that. He will actually walk toward it and then sit next to them
and listen.
And yeah, force me to have conversation with my neighbors too.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah,
maybe he's just trying to show off how he's like, look at how good looking I am. Like, check me out. You know, he's like,
yes.
Oh, how cute.
So most people ask me like, oh yeah, how do you walk your cat? My response is always, be patient.
It is the patience I feel for them because, like you said, they decide on what they want to do.
And don't give up on this topic just because, you know, you miss the kitten time. I mean, not kitten time.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if your cat is like 5 years old, 6 years old, you can still train them.
Mm-hmm.
They are not, you know, too old to train. It's just that you have to take longer time to help them to get into the stage.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like the initial try will always be difficult.
Yes.
Until like you get them to understand it's not dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's, you know, it's giving them more freedom to roam around and see things in life.
And I'm actually very glad that I'm able to train Bagel to walk because he has the ability to do that. So I actually have been exploring outdoor activity more. I'm not an outdoorsy person, but Bagel made me do that. Like now I will have to like Google certain places that dogs and cats are allowed so they can go, that kind of things.
Yeah. I remember like Diana's last days, like she started getting really sick looking. Like she's always been an indoor cat and I wanted like her to experience, you know, like some outdoorish because, you know, even though she's like, you know, old. So in our backyard, we have like some little plants and flowers and stuff like that. And just let her out there to walk on the mud and, you know, walk on the grass. And she looked like she enjoyed it, you know, like even though like she's like so old and about to like, you know, be at the end of her life.
Mm-hmm.
But we captured some beautiful photos of her to remember her by and video. And, you know, I feel like even if your cat doesn't like walking, just, you know, exposing them to like your backyard is nice. It's like giving them a fresh air, you know?
It is. And sometimes backyard is enough for some cats too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they don't want to venture out too far, but you know, it's nice to smell some flowers and breathe fresh air and, you know, enjoy looking at birds or catching birds. Poor birds. But yeah, there's a lot of birds in my backyard.
Oh yeah, by the way, don't leave your cat outside alone if you have like eagles around your house.
Oh yeah, even dogs, little dogs. Like, yes. Like where I live, there's so many hawks.
Oh, okay, I see.
And like the hawks would circle. I remember I was working in the backyard once and then first I saw one hawk and then all of a sudden there's three and all of a sudden there's five and then there's seven just circling above me.
I think they want to eat your dog.
Yeah, like three little white little bunny looking dogs, you know, like hopping around. Yeah, they were definitely targeting my dogs.
Yeah.
So I just ushered them back into the house and then they all slowly disappeared.
Yeah, just whenever when, you know, you take your pets outside, cats or dog, always be cautious on the environment because you can prevent a lot of potential danger. Like there's one time I was actually not being cautious. I was just letting Bagel do whatever he want. I was on my phone. I don't even know what I was doing. I was on my phone and then suddenly standing from behind called me, yo, there's a car coming very fast.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I didn't know. Like Bagel was already like on the road. So I had to like go out quickly, grab him back. So that's why I say always, you know, watch out for yeah, potential danger.
Like, I know some people are like, oh, I can just, you know, off-leash my pets, you know? It's not about, like, if they're good to you or if they're good at listening to you. I think it's more, like, preventing the accidents that can happen.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I had a roommate who, it was, like, a temporary roommate, and she had this dog named Cookie, I think it was, and she would say, I would never put my dog on a leash. I'm like, okay, that's all up to you, you know, you're the owner. And then, like, so sad, like, the dog got hit by a car the next day.
Oh, gosh.
And, like, the whole leg was paralyzed from bottom below. And she didn't take him to the doctor. She just put him on the dog bed and was, like, crying and was, like, asking me, what do I do? I'm like, take him to the doctors. Like, what else can you do? Like, yeah. Your dog just got hit by a car because you let him run around everywhere unsupervised.
Yeah, that's why I say, like, a leash is actually not a torture tool. It's actually a safety tool. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
A safety tool that can prevent unnecessary danger.
It's true. Like,
sometimes the danger is not even from the cars or from traffic.
Yeah.
You know, they may associate another dog and then something scare them.
Yeah, something can startle them. Anything can.
Right? And then it turn into a dog fight. What are you going to do if you don't have leashes?
Mm-hmm.
There's really not much you can do. But if you have leashes, at least you can pull away your dog,
mm-hmm,
or pull away your cat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really just more like, you know, taking precautions. That's, yes, really what it is. It's not about, like, jailing your pet or controlling your pet in a way that's unethical.
Yes.
It's really for their safety and stuff. So.
And usually when you walk your pet, no matter dog or cat, you shouldn't tighten the leash anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It should always be, like, in a relax,
like a flow, like, yes, it's like flow,
like
down,
a U shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how my leashes are all the time.
That's what I mean. You always have to keep your animal relaxed. So when you feel you're always, like, pulling your animals, or, like, the leash is always tight when you, mm-hmm, guys go out,
mm-hmm,
that's going to create anxiety,
yeah,
to your pet. And yeah, that's where you do wrong. Maybe that's why they don't like to walk.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. So, you know, we highly recommend keeping your pets on leash whenever you're out, even no matter how much you trust your pet. It's just for both of your safeties.
Yes.
And, you know, not trying to plug a marketing thing here, but, you know, we do sell leashes that Ray and I designed that are good for dogs and cats. And we've done a lot of research, testing, just everything we can to make sure that it's a type of leash that would work well for all types of pets. We put a lot of thought into it. So check us out. You know, we can tell you more about it next time, but yeah, it's definitely something that we think would be worth your time to check out.
Yeah, go to the website to, you know, look at it. And then if you have any question, feel free to email us or DM us from, like, through Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Instagram and Facebook, we're always sharing the dates where we're on the road, especially in California, because we're based in California. So if you're in California and you want to feel and touch our stuff, like, we do go out to events in different cities to share our products. So if you are ever interested in demoing it, just catch us on the road.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your walking stories, Ray. Sounds like your cats want to go walk more.
I know.
Okay. Well, again, we upload every other Thursdays in the morning. So subscribe to all of our channels to make sure you get our latest updates.
Thank you, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Just a reminder, we are still running our anniversary giveaway, so check out our social platforms for more information, and then go to our website for our holiday sale, which you'll be getting 15% off your order, so don't miss out.
Yeah, so it's not too late to get your new leashes. And since we talk about why leash is so important, if you want more information, go check out our blog through our website, omnipetclub.com. Thank you.